Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. State health officials have confirmed three additional cases of measles in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The new cases bring Iowa's total count to six cases this year. They were confirmed in a woman between the ages of 18 and 40 and two children under the age of 18, all in eastern Iowa. All three were unvaccinated and the cases were locally acquired through household contact. The state's previously three confirmed cases were all determined to be travel-associated. Two of those cases were in unvaccinated individuals. The nation is in the middle of seeing an outbreak of the highly contagious virus. The Centers for Disease Control has confirmed nearly 1,200 cases. Health officials say they encourage people to make sure they're up to date on their MMR vaccination, which is 97% effective against measles. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Iowa's unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6% last month from 3.5% in April. Iowa Workforce Development also reported on Thursday that the labor force participation rate grew to 67% as nearly 4,000 Iowans started looking for jobs in May. The report also showed a decline of 5,200 non-farm jobs, primarily in private service industries. Over the past year, the manufacturing sector has faced the most significant loss, shedding 8,400 jobs. In contrast, the healthcare and social assistance sectors have grown, adding 4,600 jobs over the past year. A ban on watering lawns remains active in the Des Moines area. Central Iowa Water Works ordered the restrictions last week due to high nitrate levels in water supplies coming from the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports that in the long run, multiple projects are underway to increase treatment capacity.
Christina Murphy is general manager at West Des Moines Water Works. She says this part of the metro generally does not have nitrate issues, but ramping up water treatment capacity here helps take pressure off the whole system.
CIWW is a collaborative relationship so that we can support everything we need to do to keep drinking water safe here in the metro.
Along with expanding and investing in new facilities to remove nitrates, CIWW is adding more aquifer storage and recovery wells.
So here we are. We have constructed the well.
When this one's complete in a few years, Murphy says they'll be able to store 300 million gallons of treated water and pull some out when there's peak demand. Murphy says these wells are closely monitored to ensure more water goes in than out. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
A district court judge has struck down a lawsuit seeking to block building a new casino in Cedar Rapids. Developers have been moving forward with the casino since the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission ruled to grant Linn County a gaming license in February. But competitors made a last-ditch effort to halt its development, saying language on a 2021 referendum approved by voters was inadequate. Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell says Thursday's ruling affirms that Linn County voters knew exactly what they were voting for.
These voters approved this back in 21 and have been dodging bullets and fists ever since. And so to get this ruling today really validates the will of the people here and also validates the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, frankly.
Market studies have estimated the new casino would help grow Iowa's gambling revenue by over $60 million, while roughly $68 million from its competitors would be taken. It's expected to be finished by the end of 2026. In Illinois, immigration rights advocates are anxiously waiting for Governor J.B. Pritzker to decide whether he'll sign a bill aimed at protecting the rights of immigrant K-12 students who are in the country without legal authorization. House Bill 3247 passed the General Assembly in the final days of the legislative session. It would prohibit schools from denying any student the right to receive a free public K-12 education based on their actual or perceived immigration status. It would also prohibit school office officials from disclosing or threatening to disclose information about a student's immigration status. The city of Aledo has named a new police chief. Lieutenant Adam Baker will lead the force starting June 28th, according to a news release on Thursday. Baker is a lifelong resident of Aledo and a 10-year veteran of the department. He'll take over from interim chief Trevor Fisk. This is WVIK News.